Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the LOA Blend. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you,
well,
darling?
Starting to be that kind of weather where I've got a little bit of congestion in my throat. I'm starting to cough a little bit. So my apologies in advance for any times I may have to mute myself so I can cough. That is happening.
Well, that's why God invented the mute button. Thank God for that mute button. There are some things that have happened that I have pressed mute. You have no idea. Oh, good. Somebody's asking about their personal year. Mute. And then a whole bunch of stuff happened.
Well, we do have a hand raised. Just
perfect.
So you know.
So let's start the show.
So let us do that. Hold on a minute.
Yeah. Start with the phone call.
This is area code 720. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good. Caller, who's this? What's your name?
My name is Casildra, and I'm calling from Denver, Colorado.
Casildra, that is a gorgeous name.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So listen, that name is so unique. I definitely know you're a first-time caller. Because
yes, I am.
Yeah, of course you are. Unless your twin sister, Casildra 2.0, has called, and she has not. So
no, not at all.
So welcome to the show. Thank you for discovering us. And we're actually starting this week, you know, maybe going into next week, celebrating 6 years on the air. So we love a new caller.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So how it works here is that we're going to ask for permission to connect your energy, please.
Okay.
Great. And then the other thing that you can provide us is your birthday. We don't need the year, just the month and the day.
Okay. My birthday is October 27th.
Go, shorty. It's your birthday. Happy birthday. Go,
yes,
shorty.
Thank you.
Well, happy birthday coming up. So that's exciting. So while Elisa, who I'm going to put you on with in a second, gets all into what you're looking forward to with this new cycle of numbers, it's like a rebirth of energy. What's on your mind, and what are you needing today?
I'm just wondering if whether or not. My thing is, I would like to just let you rip it, you know, with whatever it is that you need to tell me. I'm very
okay,
open.
Good. Let's leave it like that.
Any messages.
Okay. Good. Perfect. We're going to leave it like that.
And then, therefore, I'll see if you answer my question, you know. I'm open.
Okay. So
beautiful.
You're open to getting a message. So how it works is, before I turn you over to Elisa so she can speak on what's going on with your birthday, what you're going to do is you're actually going to pick your message. And how that works is you're going to hear some salsa music. And we have chose this music because it's just light. It just raises the vibration. Just take a few seconds, you know, not more than 10, 15 seconds, and say the word pick. Please say the word pick out loud so we can hear you. And I will let you know what message you have picked for yourself. Do you understand?
Yes, you said P-I-C-K or
yeah,
pick?
Yeah, you say the word pick, P-I-C, because you're going to say pick because you have picked your message and I'm going to read you what you've selected. You understand?
Beautiful.
Okay, great. So stand by for the music, but just take a few seconds, all right?
Okay.
Okay, great. I'm ready when you guys are. Great, good girl. Some people wait 30 seconds later, the music is over, and I'm like, you forgot to say pick. But but you're good. So, Elisa, I'm not going to give you the number with this because you already have a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. So I'm going to read you your message. Holding your ground by owning your inner truth and conscious choices is reclaiming an evolved responsibility, no longer seeking to please everybody. I'll read it again. Holding your ground by owning your inner truth and conscious choices is reclaiming an evolved responsibility, no longer seeking to please everybody. Is that ringing true for you?
Yes, it does.
You're no longer saying, does it say doormat? Do I look like I'm in front of your door? I'm a welcome mat? No. So that's great. And with your birthday coming up, it's great timing that there's this inner strength that people just think, oh, she's so nice, she'll do it. Maybe she don't want to do it. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
yep.
And
right.
Alisa and I can both vouch for that. We can both vouch in our own life. You know, there's a bunch of people who don't even know that I do this radio show, but they know I give great advice. I wonder why, right?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
She's so nice.
Yeah.
So I'm nice, but I'm not stupid.
Uh-huh.
There you go. I'm going to turn this over to Alisa. So that's great.
Thank
that
you.
Message came in. Yeah, my pleasure.
Beautiful. Thank you.
That's a great message and a great reminder for everybody, because I think a lot of people who tune into this show tend to be in that category of, you know, we really like to give. We give a lot, and we don't tend to think about that until we realize how tired we are, how we never catch a break from doing that. So
no, we don't.
It's a nice and this is what's cool about this.
We're always giving.
So what's really cool about this is that your birthday, with your birthday coming up, you enter into a number one personal year.
Perfect.
So in numerology, there is a cycle of 9 years that everyone goes through. It's a cycle of growth and expansion and trials and tribulations and understandings and successes. And you're in this tail end of that. You're actually finishing out your number 9 year that started last year around your birthday. So if this year has been about having to let go or tell people I'm done, just because there's this deep need to really acknowledge who you are now, that's a lot of growing, you know, in the last 8 years. So for you to come to this realization means you're in a better space now to create and allow for new things to come in. So that's what this number one period is about. It's about a new slate, so to speak. And you're kind of graduating up to the next level. So it's not like, I got to start all over again. But what you are able to do is clear your plate so that you can now start to create something new in light of who you are now, instead of making decisions based on the default setting that probably served its purpose, you know, a while back, but now you're realizing it's okay to say no. You know, it's actually pretty good to say no to these things. And you're going to use this upcoming year to start saying yes to other things that you are now ready, you're going to welcome because you're ready for it. So that's the transition phase that you're in right now, where it's still probably a little bit of residual, you know, you're realizing there's some loose ends here I need to tidy up. And a lot of it's just being very clear with yourself. It's not necessarily that you have to make this huge declaration to other people, but you are getting clear within yourself. So you start making some different decisions. You start vibrating in a different frequency. And then all those things that when it finally comes to sharing it with somebody else or letting somebody know, it actually comes pretty easily because it's, you've been acting in that way anyway. So people maybe have been feeling you pulling away. For them, it's like, oh, you're pulling away. But for you, you're moving towards something else. So you see how the perspectives are going to be a little different. But it's, you know, it's your year. It's your energy. So once you understand that, then you can actually move through some of these decisions or situations And even if it is a little uncomfortable or it makes you frustrated, at least you understand some of it. Maybe your resistance to letting go of something, because maybe you're thinking, well, it's still kind of weird, but I still like to do it. And you'll have your free choice. But at some point, whether it's now or in the next couple of months, something will allow you to finally release it. And it may not be just one thing. Like I said, it could be like a pattern of thinking. It could be a situation, a person or a group of people. But it's like as you get clearer with how you want your energy to flow, some things you may have to let go of. Like if you're holding on to something, literally holding on to something, you can't really open that hand up to grab onto something new without letting go and releasing something else. So it just depends on what kind of situation you're in. I think of a kid that's trying to hold on to all the toys but still wants to take out one more toy, but, as a full. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So some of those toys may have been really fun, but, you really probably don't need that one. It's like, if I have my fun with it, it's okay. But it's just this mentality, like, I got to hold on to it. I got to keep it. But it's okay. If you really want to create space, you have to prioritize. And hopefully you are at the top of that priority. So that's what that energy is for this upcoming year, starting officially on your birthday. But you have a whole year. It's not a race. It's just being open to these new ideas that are going to be entertaining you as you start to reinvent who you are. Not even that. It's like an interesting phrase to say reinvent. But a lot of it is this self-discovery of what you've been through and what you will no longer tolerate, what you want to invite into your life. And so you start moving in that kind of direction. It's a nice blend of sort of cutting ties, but then also saying, oh, but look here, look at this path that's opening it up that I want to explore. And it may be a little different from what you're used to, but in fact, what you're doing is you're allowing some other opportunities into your experience. And sometimes it's hard to do when you're feeling like you've got to cut ties with everybody, you got to do, it's like having to do a lot of busy work, but that little work, that busy work, and especially that inner work is going to be so fundamental in what you're going to be doing. So, yeah. So happy early birthday.
Yeah. What I suggest that you also do is, you, since you're new to the show, you look for us on iTunes. You go into Universal Energy Radio, look for the LOA Blend, and I think it would be very helpful for you to download and replay the show, because there is a lot of information that might be worth hearing again.
Okay.
All right.
I can definitely do that.
Great. Go ahead.
And then my question is,
what was that, an appetizer? What about question?
Actually, that was dessert, because I'm well full. Yes, because I'm full, honey. I'm full.
are you going to ask about a gentleman?
No, I actually do. No. Well, okay. You have something to say. You have something to say about a gentleman?
I'm thinking that you're reluctant to discuss a gentleman that's on your mind. How about I put it like that?
Okay. I feel pretty good about my relationship that I'm in right now. I feel pretty good about it. I feel like we're growing together.
That's good. Yeah, and just because I'm saying that doesn't mean it's bad. I didn't say bad.
Yes, exactly.
It's on your mind. Did I say bad?
No, you didn't.
Thank you.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
But the gentleman, as far as relationship, but the gentleman that I am concerned about
Thank you.
I've been waiting on an approval to move into a new home.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a delay. It's been by mm-hmm. it's been almost 2 weeks now, and I haven't heard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess the management company haven't heard from him on approval. So I'm just hoping that everything is okay and that he gets with me soon. with this moving situation.
See, thank you. That I rest my case.
Yes, so that's the gentleman that I am concerned about.
I rest my case, Judge Judy. I rest my case. Delays are common, especially especially when we really want something. You know, and the best, the image that's coming in, it's like when you, and I know nothing about this, but this is what's coming in. When you, oftentimes when you hire a contractor to do a renovation, it always tends to take longer than they, than the quote, than what they estimate, right?
Yes.
So this is kind of like an energetic renovation. Oh, you follow what I'm trying to say here? This is a rebuilding.
That's beautiful.
That's why you called it. That's why you called the show. Right.
It's so, like it's being prepared.
You know.
That's great. Yeah.
The answers are within, right, the answers are within yourself. So if you look at it like that, it makes it a more neutral charge as opposed to a negative charge in terms of, because everything's energy. And that's all I claim to do on this show. I just read energy, and I hope that I translate the images and pictures that come in, because I see things very visually, or words will come in that mean nothing to me but become something meaningful when it's received by the listener. So in your case,
yes,
you could see an example of that where I'm getting, you know, they're saying, tell her it's like a renovation. I'm like, I know nothing about that, but okay. And that strikes a chord with you energetically, and I trust that information, so I share it with you. So if you look at it like that, it takes the heaviness off of it. And,
yes, it does.
Yeah, and that's it. And that's it. So you can go on about your business and do the things within your reach that isn't a struggle. You know, and Elisa was using the phrase busy work before as something practical. It kind of translates into what I'm saying to you now, where, you know, what can you do that's practical, that's easy, that's productive while you wait? So you're not just thinking about the waiting and the anxiety that goes with that. You can actually move forward and get some your due diligence done, and just send love to everybody.
I totally understand, because I totally understand that, because I have been packing and
thank you.
Packing and trying to get things. Going accordingly. Yep,
right, and
exactly.
Don't dismantle the charge by, it's taking too long. This is an energetic renovation. It takes time. And everything's on God's time. You know what I mean? Like the linear construct of what we want, you know, the man-made illusion of time is what it is. It's a man-made illusion of time. Just know whatever is yours is it's already written within your destiny. So
yes, it is.
It's just about putting forth the best loving attitude toward yourself first, you know, and then energetically clean house, because you picked that message about doing for everybody, and guess what? You got to do for you.
Yes, that's true.
That's it. Because if not now, when? And the last thing I want to leave you with is that energetically, because you've paid the price and you've given, it's your time to be about yourself. And if other people want to label it as selfish, you're like, well, thank you. Well, thank you. And let them, because we can't control. Who cares? That just shows their misery. You know, because they're not getting what they want. And I have a feeling that there's a couple of people that they although they're grown adults, that I'm picking up a childish dynamic where it comes from all of a sudden you're switching things up because they can't take you for granted anymore. And they're like, wait, what? That's their problem. Does that make sense? Because I'm getting that energy.
Yes, that makes a total sense to me. I mean, a whole lot of sense to me. I mean, it's like, you move above their expectations. You know, like people try to limit you in their mind.
Well, because you're not being convenient. You're not serving them. Do you see that it's motivated?
Exactly.
Right.
Yep.
There's an agenda.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that's bad. It's like good for them. Listen, if they're going to go for the best, let them go for you. But you have the free will to do you. It's only by your consent that you allow your value to be diminished in the eyes of others. But who cares? Because you know what? Where it matters is it's your relationship with yourself and your intimate relationships with those that really matter in a very sacred circle. You know, and a lot of people might claim to have that role in your life and let them make that assumption, but you know that's not true. So
right.
We'll leave you with that, and don't be a stranger to the show.
And I will not be a stranger.
Yeah, I think we have a new regular, Alisa.
Not at all.
I think we're going to have a new regular listener. So
love it.
Yes.
So welcome and happy,
it.
Fabulous, and happy birthday. And give us a call back. We're on the air 3 times a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time, and Sundays at 9 a.m. So you have 3 opportunities a week to touch base and let us know how you're doing. But in the meantime, happy birthday, and thank you for finding us.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Love and blessings to you all, and you all have a
thank
beautiful,
you.
Beautiful day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, darling.
Thank you.
Take care.
All right.
I love it when people just find us. They just stumble on the whatever.
Great.
They're on Blog
it's
Talk.
Great.
They're like, what's on now? What's on now? And under spiritual, whatever. I don't know what the category is. What's on now?
Yeah,
it's like you're taking the remote and you're flipping, you know, through the 500 channels.
Yeah, pretty much.
Cable. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Oh, that looks interesting. Oh, LOA Blend. What is that? Who are those girls? What is that?
Oh, my goodness.
The numerologist should have her own show, but other than that, what is you know, I got to get it in there.
I know.
I think it's so funny.
I know.
It just amuses me. Anyway, I love that she called. Casilda, was that the name?
Casilda.
I just, well, you know what? Once we get to know her, we'll get the name right. But what a beautiful
name.
We'll
get it right. We apologize. We'll get it right.
I think it's Casilda. I think you're right. Anyway, and the thing is, our apologies, and you have to understand, you know, when we connect to a listener, I know I go into a different space, and then I have to ground myself again. So if I don't get a name right or whatever, it's because, oh, you were complaining and I was answering your questions. Hello. So give me a break. Okay. Let me get back to earth. Okay.
Hey,
yeah, you were complaining.
That's not my name. No, I understand. But yeah, that was good. What's interesting is I did a numerology reading for, it was like a redo, right, for a friend of mine that didn't, like she just has not been in her body. It feels like she's sort of been a little scattered. We finally met. We didn't meet because she also lives in Colorado.
I love
it. We did our session on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday afternoon. So it was funny because, you know, I was already in my mode. You know, started the show that morning, and then I did stayed at my desk and did some work. And I actually wrote it down in my calendar for 2 o'clock my time. So she's a couple hours behind.
I think it's 2 hours. Right.
Yeah. So she called me, and it's 1:30. I'm thinking, oh, she just called really early. It turns out she was thinking she was on the wrong day. Like she thought it was only the 10th. Because she takes on these different projects, so she's not like having to go into an office every day. And in fact, part of what she was going to be talking about was about just, you know, now that she's taking a break from that job, she really needed to, just because she had been on for basically a little over a year, and she just didn't take care of a lot of stuff for herself, and just needed to, you know, when the project was over, she had a chance to kind of, like, let me just rest for a moment. She decided to take, like, the next I don't know, maybe 4 to 6 weeks off.
Good for
which
her.
Is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, which is nice, obviously, when you're even on the wrong day, you know, and this like the second time we tried to do this. It was interesting because, I mean, I was fine. I was like, either way.
You're flexible. Right.
And
you understand.
Yeah, and she's also you know, a pretty good friend of mine. From
and she's
back
your
in
girl,
the day,
yeah,
when,
your friends.
Right. Yeah, so I'm like, I understand. But she was another person who was now in a number one personal year.
Mm.
So a lot of this is pretty fresh in what we were talking about, and a lot of
right.
things that she had to go through in the past year where it was a number nine energy.
Right.
And just a lot of it for her is just keeping positive. It doesn't matter what year it is, like what personal year, but just
of
keeping
course.
A positive mindset.
Yep.
And it's hard to do that, and you and I both know this, it's hard to do that when you're always going. So
yep.
that when you
oh.
are at the point where you
yep.
physically cannot continue going.
Oh, yeah, your nerves are
you
hurting.
Know.
Yeah, you just everything
yeah.
hurts. It's just too depletion. Yeah.
yeah,
so I'm so proud that she's taking that time off. That's
yeah.
so good.
Yeah, so it was just really funny because when she called me, it was just to check in and say, so, you know, let me know how much to send you for the session tomorrow. I said, well,
it's in a half
day.
Hour. And 29 minutes and 59 seconds.
It's today.
That's
right. And she's like, oh, my gosh, you know, here I am thinking I'm so good. I'm calling a day ahead.
All right,
like
but she's getting
like
there, though. She's grounding
right.
herself. That's good. I give
right.
her credit, so, though. She swung the compass in the right direction.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
That's good.
And that's been also a theme
the
for my readings recently where people have just been they're just so hard on themselves because when things are actually going well, they're really on top of their game, and they keep everything together.
Right.
And so everything's pretty much perfect, you know. You know, all things considered, they tend to do really, really well. But again, when you're so tired, and even you know, when that's off, then of course your performance is going to be off. And
yeah,
and then
your
thinking
body.
will be even harder on yourself. So we
yeah.
actually we talked for about 45 minutes, and then she said, you know, then she had to you know, go use the bathroom. She's like, I gotta go pee. She said, can I just call you back in 10 minutes? And she said, maybe I can get grounded enough so we can, you know, we can really get into it, you know, and continue. I said, that's fine. That was the best thing because she was a little on that
yeah, yeah.
you know, panicky side, you know, just because she all of a sudden it's like, oh, there's one more thing I didn't do right.
She felt like
you know,
she failed, but there was no failure.
Yeah, oh,
yeah,
yeah.
The illusion of failure.
It was a really good session because we ended up talking for roughly 2 hours. So,
great.
She needed to, I think, just connect with somebody who, she said, she's like, you really see me, you really hear me. And she said, she's a Gemini. She's like, for a Gemini, that's just so important. And she hasn't felt like she's had that. And I was also, wow, thank you. You know, that to me is a tremendous compliment because, you know, I do want people to be seen and heard, of course. But she came up through with some really big realizations for her own session. It was definitely a theme along with another numerology session I did the week before where similar situations or the number nine and the number one kept coming in. There was a very strong, you know, personality where they're used to being the accomplished one and, you know, set a goal and let's do it. And so this feeling of maybe possibly being a fraud or not being perfect, not being good enough.
Yeah.
Well, we really had to look at that and eventually I think they will be able to change that perception of themselves. And a lot of it is just by the sorts of choices you end up making. It's just different choices. So that's
right.
what I would say to people who are, especially who are in a 9 year going into a 1 year. But that's really, it's really for everybody. You tend to feel it more in those big transitions, like from one cycle to the next. You also will feel it in a number five personal year because that's like the midpoint of your cycle. And that's when things kind of get thrown at you. You're like, whoa, I wasn't expecting that. Well, I guess I have to look at this differently. But at any point where, you know, we get ourselves into a particular routine, and then when something throws it off, it can be so catastrophic in feeling because then you felt like you're responsible for all of it, responsible for everybody, you know, getting what they needed to get. And then you realize that's so much responsibility I'm taking on for myself, you know, and even if it's just I have to present a particular image to everybody, even though
right.
inside I'm dying, even though inside
yes.
it hurts to do
oh,
this.
So hard, yeah.
Yeah. So when that particular perception can be released because you realize how much pressure you are putting on yourself, and then everyone else kind of backs it up. Everyone else is a mirror, like, oh, well, you want to be hard on yourself? Sure. Then how come you didn't do this for me? Because you've always been doing this for me.
Right.
So you see how
Meditation.
When these subtle changes, right,
mm-hmm.
when these changes
yeah.
are made and you decide to make yourself available for you more so than for anybody else,
right.
then, yeah, your time is spent differently. And it may feel weird, especially for people who tend to be givers.
Mm-hmm.
But then it will change because then you're not focused on what everyone else is expecting you to do. And or their criticism of what you're not doing for them now. You can kind of let that noise just die out because then you start checking in with yourself. But I feel really good, you know, resting, you know, just taking that time and saying, you know what, I really need this. But it's a process because people who like to do a lot of stuff, when they take even like, you know, 30 minutes to an hour off in an afternoon, they're like, well, I feel guilty for doing that, but I really needed it. Like they always feel like they need to justify why they had to do it.
It cancels each other out. Then you might as well not have taken it. Then you're
right.
punished. You're vilifying yourself for getting what you need. Then you
right.
will always be a failure. That's
right.
it. But it.
Right.
But as we said on the last show, it serves a magnificent purpose.
Right. Right.
It's very functional. You just got to own that fact that it's very purposeful.
Well, yeah, and as we've talked about, just with our own, you know, growth and development, our own understanding of ourselves and our own awarenesses that will come up, like when
right.
when it really hits you, when you're really ready to say, yeah, that's probably enough of that nonsense, that's when things start to change.
But when you're ready, you're ready, right?
When you're ready, you're ready. Now, I have some friends that the only life they know is the hard life, so these
right.
lessons come to them in big ways that. Like, that's the only way it gets their attention.
Exactly. And if that's the model that works for them, then we can't judge that.
Still,
but then they can't have it both ways.
Still serves a purpose.
Right.
Still serves a purpose.
Right.
And so you have to be open to the fact that you can also adapt. We're very adaptable. It's amazing the things that we adapt to and remain resilient. Until we realize,
yeah.
well, I probably don't need to make it so difficult for me to do this anymore. Then,
exactly.
You know, the idea of, you know, being the creator of your life is really not just an idea. It's what you do. So,
and it's
a
huge responsibility.
To
dull the senses with that responsibility, this is where all those things become very purposeful.
Right.
There you go. It's a loophole.
Right.
Yeah. It is,
but I would say in my own experiences, like realizing some of the opportunities that have come my way because I was able to create space and
exactly.
make some big changes and you know, but you know, for me, like Liz is always talking about, you know, you're turning a corner. I'm like, this is the biggest corner I've ever had to turn. Like, I feel like
it's like the trucker says, this truck makes wide turns. Yes, it does.
this is the biggest corner. I've been turning it for about 2.5 years now. So
yep.
I'm just saying, we're going to get there, but we're going to get there.
It's a long corner.
But a lot of times it feels like that because we're not also acknowledging
mm-hmm.
these little victories that make up the bigger turn, right?
Which
we
is
don't,
why I
we don't always,
always see the P, which is why, meaning point out the progress.
Point out the P.
you want to clean up that language? No, if you listen, when I say P the P, I point out the progress. P the P.
Right.
And I do that because sometimes you'll make all this progress that you'll just breeze. It's not just you. It's a lot of people. You'll just breeze right through it. I'm like, no. No, let's acknowledge. You don't want to skip over that. Process that. Acknowledge that you took these steps. That's right, Sophia, that you took these steps. She's like, that's what I preach, that you are of that you've been accumulating the infrastructure to turn that corner.
Mm-hmm.
That you, in fact,
mm-hmm.
can see that, oh, wow, it took 2 years and change, but I see this. Get it? 2 years and change. Boom, boom. Yeah. And that's what it is. And change is, you know, difficult. And again, like what we said with our last caller, we have no idea what really is the right time for anything to land or happen.
Right.
You know, we can adapt and use a frame of reference as a guide. But at the end of the day, we're not going to know till we get there.
Right.
That's it. There you go.
That's true. That's
mm-hmm.
true.
Well, anyway,
it's been a tremendous period. I mean, there's just been in the bigger picture, and not just politics, but that seems to be on the minds of so many people nowadays.
Oh
and
my
I,
goodness.
Mm-hmm. I am. So I don't normally watch the debates because I know they're going to be crazy town.
Yes.
I also don't watch the evening news, so, you know, what can you do?
Exactly.
But I happened to be spending Sunday night with some friends. We all had dinner at their house, and it was one of those, like, oh, let's all pitch in and make dinner, or let's, you know, you're all welcome to do, like, it's like a family dinner. It was
nice.
Great. So I came over and... And, you know, we had this fantastic meal. We were just catching up because a lot of us hadn't seen each other in a while. And, you know, like they have a small boy who finally went to sleep. And so we're just sitting around talking. Oh, what time is it? Oh, it's almost time for the debate. Do we want to watch it? And everybody else is like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, no, not really. So I was the only one that really didn't move from my seat because it wasn't, it's not directly in the line of the TV. It was like on the side of the corner.
Uh-huh.
So, and I just knew, I just, if I were to really watch it, I was listening to it.
And, right, and that was enough because we're so sensitive. That's as if you were there in person, just hearing it
right.
in the background. Yeah.
Right. But I was also on Facebook kind of listening, you know, looking at some of the posts. And I was amazed that this little comedy act is really what we're looking at.
SNL sketch, yeah.
It really is.
It is.
It really is. because I'm like, he's so over the top. And she's just, you know, just shady enough that you're like, well, what's going on? You know, who wrote up these villains? Who wrote up this
yeah,
drama?
Yeah, the two of them. It's horrible, yeah.
So in light of all that, and in light of some of the stuff that has come out, just we talk about how things come up when this energy, which has been moving and shifting, we see how things come up. But it's interesting how not only, you know, like with the whole Black Lives Matter
right.
movement, that has been coming up, which is just, it's just appalling that...
Yeah.
That we even have to say those kinds of things.
Oh yeah.
But
uh-huh.
that this is something that is just so ingrained.
Oh
in,
yeah, it's at
in
a cellular
the fabric
level.
Of our culture.
Yeah,
that
it's at a cellular
it
level. Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. And so same thing with
right.
with women. And how?
Why? Yeah.
How men will just in general talk. And I read an article this morning. I mean, well, you know, all the things that had happened with just this, you know, this Trump audio from like 10 years ago. Like
right.
So many women were triggered by that. But, you know, he said that, and it brought up so many things and so many situations for women around the country.
Yeah.
Where they never had a voice for it.
Right.
But they realize, oh, my gosh, you know, something similar happened to me. Or that
yeah.
type of figure
uh-huh.
just was menacing. And I to have it be brushed off, like, oh, that's just how we talk.
Right.
Then you start hearing uh-huh. all these women who have uh-huh. these horrendous stories from
right.
years, you know, of being repressed, of being scared.
Exactly.
Of being assaulted and not being able to talk
uh-huh.
about it. I mean, these are pains. These are, you know, deep wounds that are coming up.
Right.
And And that's why this world seems topsy-turvy, because there has been great imbalances. And so as a result, it triggers for other people who tend to have been okay, like in the majority, like, oh, well, you know, it doesn't seem to bother me. And all of a sudden, there are people very close to you who are very much triggered and are telling you things that you're like, I had no idea.
Right.
I had no idea this stuff happens. Or I had an idea, but it's so far removed that it doesn't hit home. But when you see and you hear of all these different cases, you know, not just on the news, but then just around you, you can start to see how, you know, now things are starting to open up because
The outrage that we talk about.
Happened. Yeah, and the outrage.
Yep.
Right.
So that's the byproduct. So this has to come up because it hasn't been dealt with. And again, it's not like it's that we're so regressed. No, everything's exactly the same. The difference is that we're doing something about it, and technology has provided that speed and that access. So it actually is, it has to come to the surface because it creates a platform for the outrage, and it creates a platform for a voice, as you discussed, which I think.
It's funny, as you said, it has to come to the surface, but it sounded like circus. Circus as elephants and, P.T. Barnum circus, big top circus. That is what it feels like. And so what's interesting is when you see, again, this is using Facebook, which isn't probably the best thing to do all the time, but when you come up with when you start seeing some of your friends who may think very, very differently from you, is a tendency to just drop them or block them.
Right.
Or can you, can you still see the person within? And I think this would be true as well for even someone like Trump. He's still a person.
Right.
But it's interesting what triggers us and what we decide to just block off, even though they still exist. So when I look at it, I have a lot of really conservative friends. I grew up in the South, so it doesn't surprise me that hasn't changed. But I also know, I know how they are. It's almost like it's easier to, and I think this is true for both sides. It's easier because you surround yourself with people who are like you. So it's easier to be somewhat insulated to some of the incidents that happen if you really only travel in a certain circle. And then the rest of it is just sort of either theory, or I saw that on TV, but it was on a movie or a TV show. So it doesn't seem quite real.
Right.
But when you start connecting to other people and you start reading it, you almost have to decide, well, are they telling me a lie, or are they telling, are they telling me the truth? So, you really go through a lot of different feelings. I just feel like who can be the bigger person, who can be bigger with their heart? Because not that you have to hang out with these people all the time, but I think on a lot of different, on all sides, there's a lot of pain. There's a lot of anger, definitely. And then there's a lot of pain. So at what point can you really be passionate to the whole situation? All the craziness. I mean, you're not to deny whether you're feeling angry or not, because you're going to. But then to at some point see, where do we stop poking each other so that we can actually get to something else? Where do we stop being defensive so we can not necessarily not have to agree, but just to say, okay, well, that's, that is going to be your position. Because it could be, especially in this world of technology, a shouting match, and we can hide behind our keyboards, and we can say a lot of things that, you would never say to someone's face. And then again, you see reports of people who actually do. They say it to people's faces. And it's this very, it could be upsetting to see that. I went to Atlanta's Gay Pride Festival, and without fail, there's always going to be protesters.
Of course.
Who are going to be, spewing Bible quotes and just they're with megaphones. They're very, they want to get that attention. And they're like, I feel like there's a a certain group that's wired that way. Like they have to, they have to yell, and it's both sides, all sides, whatever the case may be.
That's
they
true.
Have to yell,
the loudest,
be disruptive, right? And so, on one hand, they get the attention, but they may miss that opportunity of getting the point across in a way that can. That can actually make a difference.
Oh yeah, that's
right. Rather than
right.
So that's what that's the sort of stuff that I've been looking at the last few weeks, you know, and it really is starting to escalate more and more as
it gets closer to the election too. Yeah,
as it gets closer to the election. Those are just things that I've been thinking about.
Wow.
And I have a cat I'm trapped underneath this cat that's sitting on my lap. And I need to actually get up. Sophia is someone who just, she's been wanting to just sit on top of me. Like if I'm just resting or sitting down, she has to be on my lap. But she spends like half her time digging her claws in me because she doesn't know how to retract her claws when she's just trying to get ready to lay down. Yeah, she's, 14 years old now, and she's still like,
She's like, I'm not going to change now.
I know.
It's not going to happen. She's 14?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
She's checking to see if there's anybody in the chat room, isn't she? Isn't she on the control? She's checking to see if we have any do we have any callers in the queue? Is she checking, Sophia? What's going on?
She's not. She's not letting me check. Let me get up. Let me get up, sweetheart. Oh,
yeah, mommy got to run the controls. We got to see if there's anybody in the queue. Maybe somebody has a pressing issue.
Well, no, I stepped away into. We're good.
Great.
We can get in the chat room. Oh, Jay just said he sent you an email. So.
Oh, okay.
It's about the discussion in the show. Okay.
Okay. Cool.
Of course, he's not in the chat room anymore, but he did send it. So.
Okay.
Hello to Raven, Havertown, and Guest, and I guess Jay, who was in there for a moment.
Okay, cool.
It is like, that early for him. So, yeah, I don't know what part, I wonder if it was the political discussion we were talking about, because I don't have a time frame on this.
And it's fine. Okay. And how was it? So were you there for the whole debate? Did you leave before it was over?
No, we stayed in. Yeah, I watched the whole thing, or I listened to the whole thing, I guess.
Right.
And then I've listened to parodies of it, which is even better.
Right.
I think I'm just amazed at how over the top
the whole thing is.
The
whole thing. You can't even say that it's one or the other. It's the whole thing.
This is
our alleged reality. It seems so insane. It is insane. Before we get to, go ahead.
Well, I also am aware, aware of how we view, those are the only two that are getting any of the attention on the mainstream media. And then there are other candidates that could be written in or are trying to, I don't know what's going to happen, but I wouldn't be surprised if at this election there are many more third party, write-ins.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
because the two that are being presented to us, as if it's a choice, and I'm reminded of a George Carlin rant. He's like, doesn't matter. They're just, you're definitely being hoodwinked, and they try to allow you. They want you to think you're getting choices, but it's not. Those aren't the choices. So I think this is that part of people maybe waking up and deciding, I think I'm going to choose something else. And even if that means, just by the numbers that someone gets in or doesn't get in of the top two, that maybe, I don't know if that would be enough to say, at what point can we all decide, well, we need to change, you know, the whole process, the Electoral College,
right,
the nomination process.
Yeah.
All of it.
I know.
Like,
well, and I know.
It's indicative of how voices that have not been heard are starting to make
it
a lot of
shows,
more noise.
It just shows. It's right there. That's evidence of the problem. You know, the people not being
heard.
Right, there we go. It's just completely, it's a dismissiveness that is wrought from entitlement.
Right. And I would say, maybe to our discredit, but maybe as a reality check, you know, how many times over the years have we just not even questioned it because things were, for the most part, going okay? You know, in the bigger picture, we're like, well, we're not going to question that because it's just too much hassle, you know, to think about that. And it doesn't affect me. Like, we can get into that. It doesn't affect me directly. It's so sad, but it doesn't affect me. And now things have just slowly been imploding in our way of life.
Well, I think it's we keep going back to this. It's the collective outrage which actually starts the conversation as opposed to just, you know, sweeping it under the rug. But, yeah, I actually had a little, not an argument, but a heated discussion, you know, with my husband, with my husband, you know, talking about this. And I'm like, oh, my God, I am just, this is heinous. But I feel like if I did a protest vote, meaning to vote for somebody other than the two, because I don't like the choices that we have, then that's just making it easier for him to win. And that concerns me, you know. And then he was kind of saying a little bit what you were saying, that, you know, we're all hoodwinked anyway. And when are you, you know, it's like George Carlin, when are you going to, you know, be true to yourself? Because that's allegedly the whole point. And I get that, and I get that logic, but then I don't want to, in that statement, I don't want to contribute with the numbers for it to swing, you know, that way with him. But then my husband was also saying, but, you know, if he does win, maybe that's when the outrage will really happen, or maybe things change will really happen. And I just can't even imagine the possibility of that. I can't even imagine. I mean, I dislike both of them. So I don't know. I'm in a quandary. And then there's another faction which I disagree with. So many people are so upset, they're not voting at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So after talking to him and after listening to the show, you know, participating in the show right now, I'm undecided.
Right.
I don't know what to do.
Right. And I don't know what I'm going to do either. I think, you know, I usually do vote.
I vote, yeah. I think we need to, but this is tough.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the whole thing is set up to where it doesn't matter. It's almost like it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
And so that doesn't make any sense to anybody.
No.
So like even if you don't vote, it could be a big statement if it's low voter turnout, really low voter turnout. But it's still like, I don't know.
Manipulated and so contrived.
It's not like, well, we have to have a majority of people who are registered to vote to vote for it to count, you know. Like, I don't know how that works.
I don't get it. No, but so much has been perpetuated and manipulated, and this is why I talked about that the documentary 13th, because basically the whole reason why we have racism today was really to profit corporate America when the slave laws became enforced, because there was a loophole. And that's why we have it comes from corporate greed. So nothing's changed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's changed because this again, and NPR presents the LOA blend, and, here's the NPR show, and now we're faced with all this has come to a head to perpetuate corporate greed. that's what's devastating.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you have a very valid point, because I agree with you, and I wouldn't say this to many people, but I agree with you. Seriously, that, like, will it really make a difference? I hate to say it, but you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. I hate to agree, but yeah, I have to, because I feel the same way. But I don't want to be apathetic. Yeah, this is a tough one.
Well, and it's tough because it's the seemingly the bigger part is the more promoted part of our process, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that president doesn't do as much, but there's so many other parts.
It's just manipulated. It's not pure. There's nothing pure. It's just not pure.
Yeah.
Right. It's not authentic.
Yeah.
And I think that's
what
we're reacting to, that to just the heinous inauthentic, you know, that it's just inauthentic. It's heinous.
We get caught up in these bigger picture scenarios, and then in our local, well, it starts locally where,
right.
You know, we don't know. We don't even know what's happening in our, I mean, I don't. I really don't. And the fact that I even watched a debate or even was in the vicinity of a debate with the TV on.
Tell me about it.
For me, it's like that's as much as I could do. I don't really pay attention to local stuff the way probably a lot of other people who are a little more politically savvy do. But, you know, if you can't get stuff figured out at home,
right.
That's also indicative of what's happening
right.
in the country.
Right.
Then again, you know, there's a lot, like you said, there's a lot of strategy involved.
Right.
So that's what's interesting to me, is that it's a strategy. And I see it get played out a lot. I saw it get played out a lot with my fraternity as an advisor. You know, well, so-and-so is going to run, but if we put so-and-so up, then that'll take away.
There we go.
It's like all this. It's like, really? That's but what was the point?
It's a board
like,
game.
Yeah, because it doesn't really rest on one person. It rests on a whole team. But you don't always get to pick your team like that, because you're going to get somebody
right.
who you're not going to, you know, you're not going to agree with. But maybe they have other ways of getting stuff done.
Right.
That's just not your way.
Right.
So, yeah, we haven't learned how to get along well with each other. You know, ultimately, we haven't. And what's being shown to me, it's like, well, you know, your right hand is just used to punching your face. So it's like your whole body. If you think of it, if you agree that we're all one,
right,
then all this internal struggle and turmoil is just, you know, you fighting yourself, and that's, you know, just like American fighting American, or
right.
You know, Democrat fighting Democrat, or Republican. You know, you can just narrow it down. It doesn't matter. But that's what we're trying to work out. I mean, the stuff is being worked out in its own sweet time. But, you know, unfortunately, it's not like that's another one of those corners that seems to be like forever long. But we're still going to be doing it, whether we vote or not, whether we
exactly.
put a label on ourselves or not. We're still part of it. We're still here.
We're still
so
here.
Again, what can we do? It's the internal inner work of understanding, you know, who you are.
Right.
So, that's the bigger work, and as frustrating as the political race is, you know, we're part of that structure at some point. You know, we have to see what we can do.
Right. But, well said. Woo. Boy, we went every place on the show today. Like, we traveled every place, and now we're back. Fasten your seatbelts. Okay. Anyway, so yeah, that was great and very helpful to hear your side of it, because I really completely agree with you. So, yeah, and it's actually very helpful to have these conversations in the coming weeks. You know,
because
I think it's going to help with feeling aligned with the best course of action, which again, still undecided. Anyway. So if you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook. Check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. We're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Sunday at 9 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Thanks to everybody for a great show. And in the meantime, remember to follow
the feeling
to you. Have a great day, and thank you so much. Love you.
Take care, everybody. Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That you like.